Q94, Missouri Net Sports coming up. But again, we've got Coach Huddleston here with us, the West Plains Zizzer tennis coach. And again, a fundraiser this Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come on out to the West Plains Greenhouses and Nursery and buy up some stuff. We are volunteering there, carrying stuff out for customers and resupplying whatever they need around there. They're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to our team.
And, that's this Saturday in West Plains. Now, we talked a little bit about the girls' team. Tell us a little bit about the boys' team.
Yeah, so we're a young team. I said earlier, we only have four boys back from last year and 16 brand new players. So I would call that a young team. We're young in general. We've got lots of sophomores and some juniors. We did have some seniors that had never played before sign up this year. So we had a couple graduate, but our varsity is all sophomores and juniors.
Now, the Ozark Conference, who's the perennial year-in, year-out power?
Yeah, Kickapoo tends to be pretty difficult to beat. This particular year, Central, they were a powerhouse for sure. And Bolivar, they joined a couple years ago. They're a pretty big powerhouse as well.
And, of course, district, all that's behind us now. Now right. It's more about looking forward to next year, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Working through the summer, we got lots of open courts happening throughout the summer. We got our camps going on in late June. And you can find information about all of that on our Facebook page and Instagram page. Those both are at Zizzer Tennis.
So now, who are you looking to step up on the boys' side next year?
Yeah, so we're going to have our entire varsity back, which is good news.
Yeah.
We were a rebuilding. This is was a rebuilding year. We did go 50-50 on our record, which I was honestly happy with because we were only playing with four players who had ever played tennis before. So those guys stepped up big time, filled some shoes from last year. Our number one player is Hunter Graham, and he. I talked earlier about the number one spot on a tennis team being a pretty difficult role to play, and he played it well. He in particular got all conference. He was voted all conference, his record was off the top of my head at the end of the season. It was somewhere around 16-9 or so, which when we were in the conference meeting trying to talk about our players, our number one players, he had one of the highest highest records.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
And so, do you like the singles or do you like the doubles?
Well, I personally love doubles, but I'm a net player. The guys know that and the girls know that. I'm all about attacking the net. I honestly attack the net too much personally as a player. But because of that, I'm real big on doubles. Our guy, Hunter Graham, absolute powerhouse as a singles player, and he plays doubles well too. This particular year, our number two and number three players, Aaron Vaughn and Cody Davis, I call them our crafty team. Boy, on doubles, they'll just do the weirdest stuff, and it's so good. They had a lot of success at doubles.
When you're looking at pairing two players together for doubles, what do you look for?
That is really difficult to answer. You want to try to, of course, match up skill-wise, but personality, for me, plays almost more of a, not more of a role, but almost as important of a role. For instance, most of the season, I had my number one player playing with my number six player, which is not usual, but those guys really played well together, and two and three played together. And then, essentially, toward the end of the season, I changed it up, and I did have my number one and number two playing together. So it's about if they like each other and do their personalities mesh well, and do they just play well together?
Yeah, right on. Again, Coach Huddleston, the West Plains Zizzer tennis coach, thanks for coming by this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That was awesome. Again, tomorrow it's going down 8 a.m. to 5, and it's all happening where?
At the West Plains Greenhouses and Nursery.
Yeah, come on out and support your West Plains Zizzers tomorrow. Right now, it's time for Missouri Net Sports. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my furry-headed creatures, the St. Louis Blues in a must-win Game 6. They came from out of nowhere to defeat the Colorado Avalanche on Wednesday night. Incredible comeback victory for the Blues. Tonight, they're in Colorado, take on the Avalanche in Game 6. They're at St. Louis for Game 6. If they win, they go back to Colorado for a Game 7. That's all coming here to you on Q94, pregame 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m.